top. Kevin Owens taking the Usos out. Owens like a rabid dog that's been unleashed on the Usos.
Kevin Owens taking out the tag team champions.
From the apron.
Frog splash.
Now Kevin turns his attention back into the ring. From the top rope, frog splash by KO to win the tag team titles. And where is Kevin Owens? Look like he's going for a one.
Oh, no.
Sammy rules him up. Just hit him with the title. Did he get him? No. 2.5.
Oh, my God. But wait a minute. Look out.
Owens bringing the fight on the outside, dribbling Jimmy Uso's skull.
Announce table now.
No, double team.
Kevin is crawling up to the apron. Can Sammy make it to Kevin Owens? Tag is made. Here comes KO. Pop up powerbomb.
And another.
How are Kevin and Sammy functioning? Haluva kick. Stunner. Cover. Oh, a kick out. A damn kick out. A damn kick out.
That was it. That was the best shot Sammy and Kevin will ever, ever, ever have.
As we crown the brand new undisputed tag team champions. The question is now, is the bloodline disintegrating before our eyes? Will Roman Reigns be next tomorrow night versus Cody Rhodes for the Undisputed Championship? Will it be the end of an era tomorrow night at WrestleMania Sunday?
Hello and welcome to episode 344 of Aussie Tells All. Welcome back, Caesar, on the podcast.
Oh, 344. Oh,
yeah. A lot of pods. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Good. Good to be in it. get to WrestleMania.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we had WrestleMania 30 over the weekend in Los Angeles, Inglewood, California.
39. 39.
That's right. 39. Yeah. 39. But yeah,
40 next year.
That's right. That's right. Well, yeah, we had it in Inglewood, California, aka Los Angeles, California, SoFi Stadium. Without giving anything away, just what were your thoughts overall of the event itself?
Well, SoFi Stadium was beautiful. Total 100,000 plus fans.
Yep.
Like, damn. yeah, I wish I was there, but, you know, yeah. All the matches, well, some of the matches were bleh, but most matches were great. But,
yeah.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, there was definitely more quality over quantity of matches that were great, but some of them were kind of duds. I'll get that in a moment or so. But, yeah, it was like 166,000 people, because it was 80,000 night one, 81,000 night two, so that's pretty good. Yeah, that's a good little thing there. All right, now start off Saturday's day one of WrestleMania with The Miz did a corny his corny bit with Snoop Dogg to start the show. What did you think of it? For me, was like, stop talking, I'm gonna puke. Your thoughts?
Miz, I mean, Snoop Dogg was great, but the Miz, you know, I hate him, so he's a douche. So he had to be the one to host it, but you know, it's what it is.
Yeah.
He had matches in the both nights, so we'll get to that later, hopefully.
Yeah, we will, yeah. Yeah, I love The Miz, but this hosting thing is not his thing.
I love to hate The Miz, though. I love Maurice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Miz is lucky to have her, so.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. All right, so we get into the first match of the night of the WrestleMania. We have United States Champion Theory versus John Cena. What did you think of Theory pulling a Mike Tyson trying to bite off John Cena's ear multiple times?
I don't know. he's first of all, he's a wannabe John Cena. Austin Theory is.
Absolutely.
He's doing too much. He's a nicer champion. Probably going to be a future world champion. I don't know. But yeah, he's got talent. He's just cocky as fuck. So it's like, I like him and don't like him, but, you know.
Yeah, I agree. Depends on the day.
But yeah, John Cena, he's getting old, should retire.
Yeah.
He's going to be at the Hall of Fame someday.
I agree with that. Now, the ref was knocked out. Cena had the STFU locked in. Theory tapped out, but doesn't matter because the ref was knocked out.
Yeah.
And Theory retains. Just a bad start to Mania. Your thoughts on the first match?
It wasn't the worst start, but yeah, it was a bad start. Hopefully it's just the last I've seen of ever in a match. Kind of doubt it, but we'll see.
Right.
Austin Theory has a future. By future, if he's not cocky, if he's more confident in himself, then I'll be more of a fan.
You go. All right, now the Viking Raiders with Ricochet and Braun Strowman versus Alpha Academy versus Street Profits, an electric but predictable outcome. The Street Profits get the job done. What was your take on this match here?
I wanted Strowman and Ricochet in this match, but you know, it's whatever. And the Viking Raiders' name is cringeworthy.
Viking just, fan?
and the Raiders as well. It's like, what the
fuck? Oh, right.
But, good for the Street Profits, I guess. They earned a championship match in the future. Who knows? I didn't really watch Raw, but good for them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care who won the match because it was like a dumb, who cares, nothing's on the line match. So it's like, doesn't matter who
wins. They want the smoke. So I got it.
They want the smoke.
Yeah.
All right. Now we have the Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul match.
Yeah. That was great.
Yes. What did you think, first of all, of the hot pink tights worn by Seth Rollins?
He's a drip god for a reason. He can wear pink all he wants. I don't care. What I didn't like about Logan Paul's entry. He tried to be like Shawn Michaels and
all right. Yeah.
And like drop down to, I don't know, the ring or something. It was weird.
I like that. I mean, Seth Rollins could pull off the hot pink any day, but I'm not sure what Logan Paul was thinking about going from the top to the bottom and with his cell phone. I was like, I'm here, Los Angeles, or whatever. It's like, cringy to me, but he is cringy himself, so the tracks, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what did you think of the stomp to Paul's hand on the steel steps? Then Paul lands a blow to the jaw with his right hand. Your thoughts on that sequence there?
That was kind of insane. yeah, could have broken his wrist or, But, yeah, pretty insane.
Oh, yeah. And Logan Paul from the top rope takes out KSI, whoever that is, in his prime drink his prime drink costume.
Then, I think he's also a YouTube guy.
Like, oh, is he? Okay, I have no idea who this KSI guy is. Don't even care about him.
No.
Then Seth pedigrees Logan but kicks out. Incredible thoughts on the on that moment there.
Yeah, Seth reasoning the pedigree. I don't know who KSI is. He was wearing some, you know, that pine drink that it's like Gatorade or something.
Oh, yeah.
He was wearing some stupid thing. but yeah, I don't know who he is. And Logan Paul hit him with a Fox Blast or something on the Spanish announce table. And
I was rolling when that happened.
Yeah. I bet the Spanish announcers were like, oh, there's something like in Spanish. And that was just absolutely crazy.
Yes. And Logan tried is the key word here.
Yeah.
To do a coast-to-coast. The Royal Rumble, but Seth had a kick to the nose and a stomp. That's all she wrote. Thoughts on that, on the ending of the match there for Seth.
Oh, yeah, that was the best, probably the best super kick of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
With both nights. Yeah, and then the stomp, of course. Yeah, that was just, it was good. Good match for both guys, I guess.
Yeah,
Seth Rollins ultimately winning, and hopefully that being the end of Logan Paul's career.
I doubt it.
We'll see. If he wants to rematch against Seth, then yeah, go ahead.
Well, he's damn talented, though, Logan Paul. He's a really good in-ring performer.
Yeah, he tries to steal people's... Like, he did the DTS on.
Oh, yeah. Seth. But if you can take a Roman Reigns at the limit, that's pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, now we go to a boring match. Lita, Trish Stratus, Becky Lynch versus Damage Control. Thoughts on the boring, underrated, unwarranted match that was won by the old timers and Becky Lynch?
Oh, well, Becky Lynch did a match and that she needed to end her rivalries with Damage Control altogether. Yeah. So she needed two other legends, I guess, to be on her side. And Trish Stratus and Lita were the ones. Lita is a champion for now with Becky.
Yeah.
I don't know if Trish Stratus is jealous of that. Maybe she turns heel on Becky and challenges her at SummerSlam. That's what I've been hearing. But anyways, the match, pretty boring. I love Dakota Kai. I love Io Sky, but I can't stand Bayley.
Yeah,
they need to get rid of her. Possibly both of them.
That'd be great.
Maybe they need to be they go solo themselves.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Or attack.
Bailey's just annoying.
I agree. But now we have Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio, father versus son.
Wow.
Yes. Unfortunately, Rey Mysterio won this match. Vince sucks. Your thoughts?
Well, before I get to the match.
Sure.
Saturday or something, or Friday after SmackDown.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame was in there, and Rey Mysterio and goes Stacey Keibs, Great Muta, whoever he is, were in the Hall of Fame. Good for Rey Mysterio. I hope that this was the last match for him.
I hope so.
But we'll see.
I doubt it. Yeah, this match was kind of boring, you know, and kind of predictable, you know, who'd win this one, but you know, Ray got the job done though, unfortunately. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Now we have the SmackDown Women's Title. We got Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley. Now, Charlotte and Ripley put on a damn show, back and forth all match.
Yeah.
Stole the damn show. Perhaps one of the best matches I've ever seen. But unfortunately, Ripley got it done and is your new champ. Your thoughts on this one?
He said, "Bow down the queen, no bow down the Rhea Ripley." You know, I like Rhea. It's just that I don't like the whole goth
look
on her. It is what it is, though.
Yeah.
Bring back the, was it Blonde-ish hair? Yeah. She had before when she was debuting. She was on NXT. Good for Rhea. Rhea Ripley era begins at SmackDown. She was on Raw last night trying to talk to Bianca, but I don't know what the hell's going on there. But I'm sure she's going to celebrate on SmackDown now and be more on SmackDown than Raw. Probably not going to be with Judgment Day or something.
That's too bad. That's just too bad.
Judgment Day, all rise for the Judgment Day. But all rise for Rhea Ripley.
Now, Pat McAfee answers.
Here we go, Fizz.
Yes. Answers the Miz's open challenge.
Yeah.
And Pat Mac wins with an assist from 49ers tight end Kittle. Your thoughts
the
on this?
The best tight end in the game. I'm not exaggerating. He is the best tight end in the game.
Kelsey might be, but yeah, whatever.
Sorry, Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews too. Of course Kittle was there because it's in California.
Right.
He's a wrestling fan, so.
Oh yeah, he's there.
Helping Pat McAfee, a former puncher in the NFL.
Yep.
Cole loved it. You know, of course, Corey Graves hated it because he hates McAfee. I was cringed when he was saying, "Oh, why is he here? Blah, 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 blah. He wants a match with Miz. Blah, blah, blah. Watch a match with WrestleMania. He got it." Good match for Pat McAfee. Not so much to Miz.
And Corey, on that thought, Corey Graves was, I like Corey Graves, but this weekend he was definitely kind of getting a really, really annoying, over the top annoying on every match, basically. He was calling. Just exhausting.
I bet Cole was just like,
what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
A little bit. You're a heel, but get down a little notch here, Corey. Come on. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, now we go to our main event of night one. The WWE Undisputed Tag Team titles, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus Jimmy and Jey Uso. Another all-time match, an instant classic. Back and forth, insane kickouts. But in the end, Sami delivered 3 Heluga kicks. And new tag team champions are Sami and KO. Thoughts on the end of the night, one of WrestleMania.
And this is also the video that you recorded?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. But I have to listen to it. Oh, I watched it, but I don't have to listen to it. Michael Cole was probably the best. He did his best commentary on this match of night one, at least.
Yeah.
When Sami was delivering the hula kicks, Cole was just like, "Yeah, Sami, let's go! Hula kick, hula kick, hula kick."
Yeah.
I think he did. KO doing stunner and he did some Fox Blast and whatever.
Yeah.
Or something senton. I don't even know what he did. Yeah. rest in peace, Usos. Probably get a rematch at Backlash. Who knows?
Yeah.
Or SummerSlam. You'll probably end up losing. I don't know. I don't know what the plan is, but yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens with the Usos.
Yeah, it was a great moment. Even Corey Graves was like, towards the end of the match, he was all for the Owens and Sami Zayn to get the job done at the end. So,
yeah,
it was fun. It was good. It was a fun to watch that for sure. All right, so that concludes day one. And we go to Sunday night, WrestleMania number night two. We have a Omos versus Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar landed a F5 to put Omos away. In my opinion, a very short, boring match. Your thoughts on this as well?
Yeah, well, this caught me off guard though. Like,
okay,
I was like, no way he's gonna do suplexes on Omos. No way he's gonna do the F5 on Omos.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way, he lifted over 400 pounds of Omos on his shoulders and everything. It's just like, but yeah, it was a boring match, but I did not know that Omos was going to lose.
I did. That. I thought he was going to lose, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That was weird, but yeah, weird.
Yes. This next one I'll be honest with you, I didn't really pay that much attention to it until the middle of it. But anyways, Raquel Rodriguez, Liv Morgan versus Shotzi, and Natalya versus Chelsea Green.
Yeah.
Bill versus Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler in a filler showcase match, whatever that means. Now, finally, Ronda and Shayna made Chelsea Green tap out. What were your thoughts on this one?
I wanted Liv and Raquel because I love Liv.
Yeah.
I love Liv. She's just lovely. But yeah, they didn't, of course.
Right.
I sort of figured they were going to have Ronda and Shayna win. Mm-hmm. Because they're like the stronger people besides Raquel.
Right.
And they're former MMA fighters or whatever, UFC. Oh, yeah,
that's true.
Maybe they get a women's tag team match against Becky and Lita. Hmm. Maybe it'll be the end of Lita.
That'd be great.
Yes. I love Lita and Trish.
Right.
But yeah. We'll see how that goes, I guess.
Yeah. There you go. Now, Intercontinental title, 3-way match versus Gunther, Drew McIntyre, and Sheamus. First of all, what did you think of the chop fight between Gunther and Drew there for the match there? That was pretty funny.
Well, first, I like the how Ludwig Kaiser introduced Gunther. He's "You're Intercontinental Champion." He's like, "The Ring General." Go! He's just enthusiastic when he introduces him.
Yeah,
but we haven't seen that since Clash of Castle. Yeah, but yeah, on the match, I wanted McIntyre to win.
Yeah.
Didn't mind if Sambo won, but, you know, he lost too. Gunther with the chops. Lethal chops. Oh, my God. I would hate to be chopped by him.
Drew and then went back and forth, though, for a while. That was pretty funny.
I forgot how he won the match. Oh, I forgot how Gunther won. It was like a powerbomb-ish
move. Get to that.
And then he... Yeah, he's pinned Shamo, I think. I don't remember. I'll have to rewatch it, but yeah. Pretty good. Pretty decent match. Not the best match, but, you know, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Between the three. Yeah. We got Irish, we got Scottish, and we got wherever Gunther's from.
His character's from Germany. Yeah.
Germany, yeah.
Now, what are your thoughts on the Sheamus 29 and a half slaps to Drew?
Yeah. It was insane. And then, you know, McIntyre's was red. Chest was red.
Oh, they're all red.
Oh, yeah, that hurt.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Sheamus hit some bro kicks on, and Drew hit claymores, but
yeah,
Gunther hit two power bombs, one to each Drew and Sheamus, and is still your champion. Your thoughts on the ending of the match there?
That was, yeah, the end of the match. Yeah, claymores, bro kicks, power bombs. Yeah, that was end of a good match, decent match.
Oh yeah, it was a great match compared to what we had.
Who's the fact added? Who's gonna end Gunther's reign as Intercontinental Champion? Who knows? Maybe McIntyre gets a 1-on-1 match instead of a person being in the way. Yeah, we'll see.
Oh yes. Now my two favorite gals in this match, we have the Raw Women's Title between Bianca Belair and Asuka. Yay. Now, not the greatest match, but the ending was great. Asuka tried to cheat with her dumbass mist and missed. Missed the mist. That's right. And Bianca hit the KOD and put down Asuka. Thoughts on the match there?
Yeah, it hits the kiss of death. That's what it means.
I didn't know that. Okay.
That was probably the best KOD I've ever seen.
It's powerful.
Yeah. She's got the muscles. You see her arms.
Oh yeah.
My God. She probably lifts over some pounds. I thought Asuka was going to win. I wanted Asuka to win, but no.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Who knows who will end that reign of Bianca's Raw Women's Championship. bless you.
Yep.
We'll see what goes wrong from there.
All right. I'll say Mrs. Bliss will take her down. Let's go. She comes back from her Masked Singer escapade she was on last week or so. So, yes, sir. Yes. All right. Shane O'Mac came out to fight Miz, but he faked an injury, and
no, he actually tore his quad.
Did he really? Is it a real injury?
Real? I don't know.
I don't think
he comes back and then he injures himself. I don't know what's.
I think that's a fake injury for Snoop Dogg. Snoop dropped the Miz twice and landed the people's elbow.
Paid homage to The Rock since The Rock did not decide to show up in Los Angeles, Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, he technically lives in Hollywood. He's all about Hollywood.
No. Yeah.
Whatever. He didn't want to help the Usos. He didn't want to help Roman Reigns. Or
Mr. XFL.
He didn't want to have a match. Mr. XFL.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Snoop Dogg just destroying the Miz there? Hello? Hello? Yeah. Okay. There you are. All right.
I said, I guess he's got the moves.
Okay.
But yeah, I guess he wanted a match.
Yeah.
He was there. So, like, why not fill in for Shane O'Mac and, you know, have a match? So,
there you go. There you go. All righty. Now we go to the Hell in a Cell match. The Demon Finn Balor versus Brood Edge, I guess.
Whatever. Yes, Brood Edge.
I don't buy any of that, but anyways. Edge.
Edge then. Radar Superstar.
Oh, Radar Superstar. Yeah. Edge Edge and the Demon Finn Balor tore the house down with chairs, ladders, kendo sticks, tables.
That were like purple and red.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And more. Incredible match where Edge did the concerto to the demon and put him down for good.
Yeah.
What were your feelings on the match?
Well, that wasn't that was probably one of the best, if not the best, Henderson matches I've ever seen.
Oh, absolutely.
In my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tore their house down, like you said. You know, every time Edge starts a concerto, it's like I have to close my eyes because that just hurts.
Well,
but
hits the freaking mat, and it's the camera angle.
Yeah.
He hit him, but yeah.
It's like hits him in the head, but yeah.
Right, right.
He actually did hit him in the head with the ladder, though, and it made him bleed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They had to stop the match for a bit.
That was bullshit. That's crazy. I was like, what are you guys doing?
Bullshit.
What's happening here? Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, it was just ouch. But yeah, I saw Finn Balor posted a photo of his head. He says, just a flesh wound.
Yeah.
And then it was like, yeah, so yeah, Finn Balor's the leader of the Judgment Day. He wasn't, from what I saw in the highlights of Raw, he wasn't there. Edge wasn't there either. But yeah. I don't know if Edge will be in another match. Probably not, because he's already a Hall of Famer. He has nothing left to prove.
Right.
He wanted to end Judgment Day.
And he might have done it.
Might have done it,
might not have.
We'll see.
Yeah, because with Rhea going to SmackDown now, it's like kind of, and then Dom lost. You know, they all lost separate for Rhea won her match, but that's about it. So, We'll see how it goes. All right, finally we go to main event. It's Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes for the gold. An incredible match ruined by Paul Heyman's distraction.
Yeah.
And Solo, whatever his last name is.
Solo Sikoa.
Sikoa. Cody got robbed once again. Roman Reigns can't win on his own, showing he's not a true champion. Your thoughts on this?
Of course. This match?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was predictable. I wanted Cody Rhodes to, you know, finish the story, as they were saying, and all through the months of him winning the Rumble match.
Yep.
He didn't. From what I saw in Raw highlights, he says it's not over between him and Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
I'm just laughing.
Brock fucked him up a little bit. Yeah.
Heyman was just like, get back in line. It's now 947 days as Roman Reigns as the champion.
Yeah.
I believe that he's gonna reach 1,000 if nobody beats him in these next days. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just basically Hulk Hogan again.
Yeah.
Back in the day. So yeah. He did say in the press conference that he's the greatest of all time. I'm like,
No,
it's still Cena.
Still Cena, yeah.
Still Cena.
Yeah, because Cena fought like on Raw, SmackDown, wherever he wanted to. Because Roman only fights on pay per views only. You know, that's about it. That's about it. So.
Yeah, he rarely has matches on SmackDown or Raw. Yeah.
I mean, but he does fight, but not for the title, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now we go into Food Corner and then Random to close out the podcast. All right. Actually, before I get to that, did you see, I saw on YouTube last night that Brock Lesnar was supposed to fight Roman and Sikoa, Solo Sikoa. With Cody Rhodes. But then Brock turned heel and just fucked Cody Rhodes up. What did you think about that?
Yeah, I thought in the beginning, of the Raw highlights, and it was like, Brock Lesnar coming out and wanting to tag with Cody Rhodes. And then I saw that, and then it's like, whoa. I expected that, because I was like, no way, he's going to he's gonna tag with Cody Rhodes. He's gonna end up turning heel like he always has, and just beat up Cody Rhodes.
He's a better heel than he is a face anyway. So
I think the reason why he did that, or they did, the WWE did that, is because Brock was jealous that he wasn't in the main event. He was with a match. He was in a match with Omos.
Oh right, yeah.
It was like a mid card thing for him, but yeah, that's what they call it. But yeah,
And
we'll see.
I saw that the Riddle's back too, though. Austin Matthew Riddle is back on
Riddle's. Yeah, he's back. I thought Orton was going to come back, but
I was like, that's cool. That's cool to see him back there. That's pretty cool. All right. Get into food corner here. All right, so let's see. What is your favorite flavor of pizza? Essentially, what is your pizza to eat?
Pepperoni and tartar sauces together.
There you go. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I like pepperoni by itself, but pepperoni sauce is good too. But favorite for me is pepperoni. Pepperoni is good, but. But number two, I would say pepperoni, sausage, and onion is really good too.
Okay, you ever had barbecue chicken pizza?
Barbecue shrimp pizza? I have not
barbecue chicken pizza.
Oh, I haven't. No.
Oh, it's pretty good too.
Okay, I'll try this sometime. All right. Let's see here. What is your favorite food to get at a ballpark or stadium?
A good Philly cheesesteak sandwich.
Okay.
Shout out to Philly.
Shout out to Jeff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I prefer a good hot dog, like a lemonade, and ice cream sandwich if they're available at a baseball game. So I like that.
Nice. I was gonna say hot dog, but I was like, that's just normal stuff. You rarely get like a Philly cheesesteak sandwich. Speaking of that, I believe it's the Viking Stadium, U.S. Bank Stadium, that has the Philly cheesesteaks. Oh my god, they're freaking bad. Yeah,
they're bad. They're bad.
They're the freaking best.
Oh, the best. Oh, okay.
You might.
There you go. There you go. All right. Let's see. Oh, here we go. What is your favorite bagel, and what do you put on your bagel?
Bagel, what is on the bagel? Blueberry bagel.
Okay.
I know we don't have bagels as much, but what I do, it's blueberry. What I put on it, just butter and jelly, or just butter one of the two. Yeah, I don't know.
I never had jelly on a bagel before, so I can...
I make sure it's blueberry jelly, just to add more blueberries.
I get bagels every week, basically.
Or grape jelly, I don't even know.
Always get two six packs of everything bagels, and I buy cream cheese. I buy blueberry cream cheese and also regular cream cheese, the Philadelphia cream cheese, that is. And then put that on there. If I run out of cream cheese, I'll put on butter. If I run out of cream cheese, I'll put butter on them as well. So it's all good. Mm-hmm. All right. What is your favorite coffee flavor?
No coffee.
Yeah, I agree. But if you were to choose flavor,
what's I like iced coffee, so...
Okay.
Just iced coffee.
Well, mine's pretty easy. I don't have coffee all that often. Like, maybe once every couple of years, I think. Maybe, if that. But I prefer the caramel latte. Yeah, caramel.
Okay, there you go. That's probably what I like, too.
I love caramel flavor. Everything. Yeah. So, there you go. All right. My last food question for you before we get into my random is... What was the last thing you ate today?
Quesadillas.
Quesadillas, yeah.
For breakfast.
When you sent me that text, I was like, quesadillas for breakfast?
I didn't know what else to have.
cereal, maybe? I don't know.
I thought I had waffles. I forgot to buy waffles.
Okay. I was like, that's good though. How many did you have though? Just a couple, or did you have a lot of quesadillas to eat?
There was four left. So.
Four left. You had four quesadillas.
Yeah, with salsa.
And were they cheese or what kind of? Just cheese quesadillas. Okay. Well, as you know, to everyone else here, but I had Rice Krispies with raspberries, bananas, and crackers on the bottom of my milk. The milk is really, really, really good. And I'm working on orange Gatorade as well, so working on that as well. But I got that. And finally, well, to end the podcast, here wasn't as long as I thought it would be, but still a pretty good length here. Random question for you. Since we are on WrestleMania and all that, who is your favorite all-time WWE superstar? Only one answer. It can't be like multiple, but who's your all-time favorite wrestler of all time?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
There's so many. But I'm going to go with the late, great Eddie Guerrero.
Eddie Guerrero. Okay, that's interesting. I thought you might say someone else. Okay.
No. Who would you think I would say?
Cena.
No. That would have been obvious. That would have been obvious. But I got to go with the late, great Eddie Guerrero.
You probably know who I'm going to say, I'm guessing. But
he died here, too, so it's, like, sad.
He died what?
He died. When Eddie Guerrero died, he died here because they were supposed to have...
Oh.
He was supposed to be on SmackDown with Minneapolis. On SmackDown show in Minneapolis, but he passed away at a hotel here.
Yeah. Oh, dang. Didn't know that. Wow. All right. Oh, yeah. My guy is still alive and still kicking some ass, I think, behind the scenes. His name is Shawn Michaels, HBK, Mr. WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
My number one guy, number two guy is definitely John Cena, but you know, there you go.
The guy that does the ultimate super kicks.
Oh yeah, he was the godfather of super kick.
Yeah, Tuchin music.
No one did it better than him. I give you that. Give that much. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
All right. Before we go,
I have a question for you.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, yours as well. Sorry. Yes.
Sticking with WrestleMania, what's your favorite WrestleMania moment of all time? Of all WrestleMania moments?
Oh, this is easy for me. Easy for me. Can you guess who Lemang is? Do you know what Lemang is by chance? Do you know who?
HBK saying sorry, I love you to Ric Flair, and then super kicking him and ending his career.
Oh, yes. Oh, god damn it. Yes, I love that moment. I watch it over and over and over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you won't know mine.
I have no idea.
You have no idea. Okay, well, mine is WrestleMania 31 main event. It was Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. It was for a good while.
Yeah.
And then both were down after an F5. Heyman was telling Lesnar, because he was still with Lesnar at the time, to cover Roman Reigns. Couldn't do it. Who comes out? Mr. Money in Bank, Seth Rollins.
Oh, yeah.
Seth freaking Rollins, that is, before he was freaking. And Michael Cole. Well, I'll get to Michael Cole later. But the commentary was like, no way, he's gonna make it a triple threat match. Then William Garcia, the lovely living William Garcia, mm-hmm. which I want her to come back. But this is a triple threat match. Seth Rollins is cashing his money in the bank.
Yeah.
And they re-ring the bell, so it's officially a triple threat match. You know, Seth Rollins hits a curb stomp and then he waits for a while. Checks on Reigns, who's out of the ring for a minute. Tries to do another curb stomp. But then Lesnar catches him trying to do the F5. And then Roman Reigns, does a wicked spear on him. And then Lesnar rolls out of the ring. Rollins hits curb stomp to Reigns, and then 1, 2, 3, the shock. And then our boy Michael Cole with the line of the night, Rollins with the heist of the century. And he just, Rollins runs away. He spins the whole bell on top of his head, and fireworks go out, and Cole says Lesnar doesn't know that he lost the match. He lost his title.
Yeah,
he pinned Reigns, not Lesnar. That was just crazy. Everybody was in shock in the crowd in Santa Clara, Levi Stadium, home of the rival 49ers, your Seahawks. That was the best, probably the best ball I've ever seen. Doesn't top anything.
Well, besides what I said, I mean, my top other two for me were the back-to-back manias with Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker. Those two were one of the most amazing I've ever seen. And then follow that up with two back-to-back matches with Triple H. Undertaker and Triple H also were really, really good too. So four remains were just amazing matches.
Probably one of the most shocking moments of WrestleManias, all of the WrestleManias, was 30 when Lesnar ended the streak of Undertaker.
I loved it.
I loved it. That was cringeworthy for me. Out of all the superstars, you picked Brock Lesnar to.
I was like, it's fucking about
damn. I would have wanted someone like Edge, Triple H, your boy Shawn Michaels to end it, but.
Yeah, I didn't care who did it because I can't.
And then then Roman Reigns beats him at WrestleMania. I think it was 33 or something.
Now, before we go here, we're looking forward to coming up here for the NFL draft for your Vikings. Your thoughts coming up?
I think we need to focus on defense mostly, but we do need to also focus on a replacement receiver for Thielen. So if we get like Addison or Quentin Johnson from TCU or some other receiver, it's a deep receiver draft.
It's deep.
But maybe in the later rounds, possibly get a quarterback of the future. I don't know who. Don't go and reach for Will Levis or whatever the fuck his name is, like you did Ponder back in your I would say, who would be in the later rounds? Tanner McKee from Stanford, maybe?
You have Jake Kaner from Fresno State, UW. There's a lot of good quarterbacks. Hooker from Tennessee is in there.
Yeah, Hooker from Tennessee. He's 25, though. It's like,
he's damn good, though. Yeah,
but as far as the Carolina Panthers go, I see them getting Bryce Young or CJ Stroud. Maybe Will Levis.
I think we'll go with Stroud.
I think I'll go Bryce Young. But we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, because if it was the Bears,
they
wouldn't have gone quarterback. But as for your Seahawks, what do you think they'll do? What do you think that you'll do?
I think what they'll do at 5 is get Jalen Carter, is my guess. Is what they'll do at 5. They need him big time. They need a big body down on the D-line.
And they have 2 first-round picks, right?
Pick number 5 and 20, so.
Okay, who would you think at 20?
Well, I've seen a lot of mock drafts, too many to count, but
yeah.
I'm
sick tired of those.
Oh yeah, I've seen one this morning. I was like, I'm done with these. I'm done until the draft, I guess. some crazy guys out there doing some crazy picks, whatever. But I've seen a lot of people at 20 giving us the stud receiver from Ohio State. I don't know his name, but he's like when the top receiver at Ohio State last year. His name is hard to pronounce too, but I think they have him going to number 20 in a lot of drafts. So we'll see how that goes. But we need a receiver to pair with Lockett and DK. But we also need another cornerback also. So we'll see how it goes. We have a lot of picks though this draft. So thank God we had that many last year. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll agree with you with the receiver part because Lockett is like what 30-some years old.
Around there, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, Metcalf could get a extension with you guys. Your boy, MF Metcalf.
He has one out now. He signed one this year.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah.
But beyond that, though, I will not be shocked if the Hawks do draft a quarterback in round two. If he's still there, I want them to take Hooker. If he's still there, definitely. Okay. Yeah, that's what I wanted to take him.
You know, I want the Vikings to get Tanner McKee from Stanford.
No, you don't.
I've watched. Trust me. Yeah, I do.
You don't. No, you Tanner don't. Want, you don't want. No, you don't want Tanner him. McKee. No.
Tanner McKee.
I've seen him play. You don't want him.
I don't know. Somebody, some quarterback somebody. Out there. I don't know. But I don't know. I've seen Tanner McKee's play.
God. He's a tall, white, stiff. He's okay. He's all right. But
okay. I'll say this: if he were top five, like you guys,
yeah,
I would say we would get Will Levis.
Will Levis, yeah, he's a good quarterback for sure.
Yeah,
Will Levis, yeah.
We'll see what he does.
Yeah, I'm just,
with whoever team that gets.
Yeah, I'm curious to see where the Florida quarterback goes, Richardson goes. I'm not sure where
Richardson. Oh yeah, I'd want Richardson on the Vikings, but we'll see.
I doubt he'll make it that far to you.
Yeah. The 43? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
The Vikings front office, the general manager.
Yeah.
And I think the head coach agrees that we need to move on from Cousins eventually. After this is basically his last season. Cousins' last season.
Is this the last year on his contract too? Is this the last
year? Yeah, because they didn't extend him. He gets to restructure his contract this year.
Okay.
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right. Before we go, I'm gonna ask you about your local teams that we always do. Give us an update on the Wild and the Twins season, and I guess the Wolves, I guess too. I guess I want to talk about them as well.
Start with the worst, Timberwolves. Yeah, three games left starting tonight with the Brooklyn Nets. I still call them New Jersey Nets, like right. Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Go Wolves. They're still looking for their 40th win of the season. besides that, Wild, well, they lost yesterday against the fucking Vegas Golden Knights, who have had our number all season.
Right.
And if we play in the playoffs, which we clinched the playoff berth, congrats to the Wild there.
Yeah.
If we face the Golden Knights, rest in peace to that. but yeah, go Wild. Hopefully we can get out of the first round and, you know, make it to the Stanley Cup finally. We'll see.
There you go.
The Twins, they've been in a roll for 4-0. Marlins,
ooh,
beat the world. Let's put the Royals, thank god. And then we have our home opener soon in a couple of days. So after the Marlins, we head home, Minneapolis, Target Field, not center, Target Field. Opener, I might go to that game. With a friend, but I'm not sure. We're planning on it, but if we don't, that's fine.
Yeah.
I do have that off day. It's a Thursday, so I have it off anyways. Yeah. So I'll watch either way.
Is it the same guy who got tossed out of the game the other day?
What?
Is it the same friend who got tossed out of the game against the Blazers the other day?
I believe so. Yeah. I don't remember. Yeah, same friend. My friend, my Minnesota, my Minnesota friend named Jeff. Yeah.
Okay, Jeff. Okay, yeah, Jeff. There you go. All right. Well.
But yeah, what's your thing on Seattle sports or your Portland Trailblazers? Yeah.
We'll go from last to worst. I guess we'll go with the Blazers. Mm-hmm. Even though they did somehow beat the Wolves on Sunday in Minneapolis with a starting five that no one knows about.
Yeah.
It was weird. It really was. But they're right now.
He's still wanting the tank, right?
Oh yeah, they're tanking, baby. That's right.
That's the win against the Wolves. Yeah.
Yep. They're not lose. They play the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at 5:00.
Oh, well, yeah. That's a lost dog.
I thought it was a lost dog to the Wolves too, but it did not happen.
You know. They fought. They were scrappy. Hopefully they're scrappy against the Grizzlies. If they're not, then yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah, but right now the Blazers have the fifth worst record in the NBA, which is fantastic because you have more odds to win the lottery at the fifth worst. So that's fantastic. Keep losing. Yep. Sorry guys, we'll do. Yeah, that's fine. It's fine. Next worst, your Seattle Mariners are off to a rough start this season. They lost 3 out of 4 against the Cleveland Guardians. And then they lost last night to the Angels.
No. So
we're 1-4 on the year.
Oh.
But it's a long year. I'm not worried about it at all. It's just
two games.
It's just a rough start. We have to win today because tomorrow we play. Because tomorrow night we have Ohtani pitching against us tomorrow night. So
you gotta win tonight.
You gotta win tonight. You have to win tonight. All right. And on a brighter note, the Seattle Kraken. They've been playing well recently. They beat the Ducks recently. Then last night they kicked the ass out of the Coyotes of Arizona in Seattle of a score of 8-1. Oh,
yikes.
And there was like five fights in the game too last night.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Arizona was picking all these fights and they were getting all these big scraps. It was just a bench coin brawl at one point, almost. It was crazy. I loved it. Yeah, and right now they're only 5 points away from combined losses of Nashville, and Kraken wins. So 5 points combined, whatever that is, to clinch the playoffs for the very first time in the wild card. So that'll be happening in the next couple of days or so, I would assume. So we play the Canucks this week, next game, I think tomorrow. So in Vancouver. But that's pretty much all the PNW sports. Rest in peace, Zags, unfortunately. I guess the UConn Huskies. But UConn Huskies did do us a favor and beat the ass out of SDSU last night, which is it's great. It's a great day today to be a Zag and a Husky fan for one day at least. Oh, all right. At this point, anything else you want to talk about, or are you about done here? All right. Well, I can't hear you. So, with that being said,
wait.
Yep. You hear me? I can hear you now.
How many points does the Kraken have?
Right now?
Does the Wild have 98? Yes, right now.
We have 90. Oh, we play tonight. Oh, my God. I thought it was tomorrow. We play tonight against the Canucks. We have 92 points.
92.
We're 42, we have 98.
And 8. Yep. The Wild are 42,
23, and 10. Okay. Oh, so you have the two more overtime losses than we do.
44, 23, and 10. I'm sorry.
Oh, two more wins and two more over OTLs. Okay, there you go. Not bad. Yeah, so I guess we play tonight. Play tonight in Vancouver, not tomorrow. So I'll be watching the Mariners game on Root Sports.
I'll be watching the Twins. I probably just skip the Timberwolves. I don't know.
Actually, what I'll do is I'll skip the Mariners game on TV. I'll have it on radio. and I'll have Kraken game on the Root Sports app to watch, and fuck the Blazers game. So there you go.
I'll watch the Twins and skip the Timberwolves.
There you go. That's probably good, yeah. A good idea, probably, for your mental health. Probably a good idea to skip the
4-0 Twins so far. Hopefully they can keep going.
Yeah, well, if they play the Marlins and Royals every day, they might go undefeated, you know.
I'm sure we'll lose to the Astros.
Oh, unfortunately. But do your best for us, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's the opener, so if we lose the opener, that's going to be bad. But, you know.
Yeah, but after we play the Angels, we head on the road for the first time. We have a weekend series against the Cleveland Guardians again, and then at the Cubs next week.
Oh, the Cubbies.
In Chicago, yep. All righty. Well, that's all for now, and we'll talk to you, hopefully, NFL Draft Podcast with Jeff and Brett once they respond.
Oh, yeah, a review. Yeah.
A draft, NFL Draft review, and a breakdown of the NFL off season, hopefully by then.
And we're still waiting on official word of Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets.
I was going to say that, yeah. I was going to say we're waiting for Aaron Rodgers to see when he's going to the Jets.
And we'll have a lot of talk about that one particular one.
Absolutely.
Of the offseason. That'll be possibly the move of the offseason.
It will be. It's just a matter of time before the stubborn Packers just pull the fucking trigger, you know? It's like, get over. Come on. Just pull the fucking trigger.
Start Jordan Love. Start Jordan.
J-Love.
Start fucking being last place already. Jeez.
Oh, I would laugh.
I think the Lions are going to give us a run.
Oh, yeah.
The Bears, whatever they do in the drafts,
yeah,
might give us a run. But I think the Vikings just might retain the NFC North. So we'll see.
Well, by default, obviously. By default.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. The Packers are just going to – they're going to suck. They're even going to lose. They're going to probably be third place or fourth place. Yeah.
I agree with that 100%. All right. Well, thanks for coming on the podcast today, and we'll talk to you down the road. See ya.
See ya.